Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be as special as from our Mitzvah Sheyuchiu. Mitzvahs Refuas. Yuchavit Fegebas. Chalei Dispasia. Chai Chana Bazar Nadel. And Mitzvahs Yechazkel Benaji Al Refuaso. And Mitzvahs Rus Victoria Bas Tila Rovida. And that this is based on the Torah of Hagan Ramosha Soloveitchik Zatzal. When we're talking about Malchus based David, it says in the Gemara in Krisus and Avheim the days, Vein Moishchin Melech ben Melech, Vim Torah Vein Mamash Choshlom Pei Machlois Et Dan Yo. You're not allowed to be Moisheach, you're not allowed to anoint a king, the son of a king. And you're going to say, why do they anoint Shlomo? Because the Machlokes of Adon Yo. You don't have to anoint the king, the son of a king. They anointed Shlomo because Adon Yo had Gemach the Machlokes. How do we know? How do you know that you're not anointing a king, the son of a king? Because it says in the pasuk, in order that he should be ma'arich days on his kingship, he and his sons. So it's he and his sons. So you don't need a new mashiach. Why would they Moshech? Why they anoint Shlomo? Because Adon Yom made a machlokes. Non dechiyasi machlokes by Mashiach. How do we know that when a machlokes comes, you require Mashiach? Rav Papa Makrav Kara Bisrael was Man Shalom Bisrael. That he only continues when there's peace, when there's no machlokes. When there's machlokes, and he doesn't continue, then you need no Mashiach. The explanation of these halachas would appear that Malchus goes Biyerusha. Like it says, Laman Yarich Yomim Amamlachta Hu Banat Rambam, you know, because Malachim writes, and the same applies to other Sirar and other Minuyim. There's Allah of Yerusha Livnoi Uven Benoi Ad Oilam. Vihine Pashtus Din Yerusha B'malchus V'sharach Sirara is not like other Yerushas of Mammon. My Mammon is a Yoresh Memela by Yerushas Malchus. The son isn't transformed to a king Memela, rather, the son is a Schus. To be toiveya the malchus, to demand the malchus. But in Rashi it's muchach, however, that even din Yerusha ben malchus is a memela like other Yerushas. However, when there is a machloikes like Eitzel Shlomo of Adon Yehu, that Adon Yehu challenged the throne, so the din Yerusha is batel memela, and therefore we need a new minui, a new appointment through the Shemen HaMishcha. Rashi writes, Avokika machloikes, lav Yerusha uboi Mashiach tchilu. When there's a machloikes, it's not a Yerusha. And we require a new Mashiach. In other words, Machloikes is Mevatel the Din Yerusha Memela. But it's supposed to be Toivea the Melucha. But the Schus to be Toivea the Melucha, Machloikes, is not Mevatel. And therefore, we require that he should be Nimshach B'Shemem HaMishcha. Machloikes is Mevatel the Din Yerusha Memela. Now it's not going to be an automatic. But the schus to be toveh, the melucha machlekes is not mevatel, and therefore there's going to be a new mashicha b'shemen ha-mishcha. But if there's no machlekes, then the ben continues, the son continues, b'malchus shel aviv, because he yarshin from his father mimela, and you don't need a new mashicha. The Gemara says, Omer mar malchei beis David moishchin vein malchei Yisrael moishchin. The kings of beis David you anoint, but the kings of Yisrael you don't anoint. Menola, and how do we know this? Tachsiv kum ashcheyu, ki zehu, ze ton Mashiach, vein acher ton Mashiach. Malchei Beis David, you anoint, Malchei Yisrael, you anoint. How do we know? It says, go up and anoint him. This, David requires anointing, and others do not require anointing. Rashi writes, lo Malchei Yisrael, mishabo David, that when David came, and Mashiach is no longer necessary. But shom nimshach, Rashi holds that Shaul was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, and so writes Toisvis, Dibur HaMaschil Malchei Yisroel Ein Moishchin, Midovid Ve'elach, Tzif Be'emiyot Zeton Mashiach B'loi Acher, Aval Shaul Da'vei Koidem Lochein Nimshach, Umavur B'Rashi V'Toisvis, Shekol Adin Hazeh, Sherak Malchei Beis David Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, is Midovid Ve'elach V'loi Koidem. However, the Radak in Shmuel Perek and Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Posek Aleph argues with this Shita, and he holds that the Mashicha of Shaul was B'Shemen HaFar Simon and not B'Shemen HaMishcha, since only Malchei Beis David were anointed B'Shemen HaMishcha. Rashi and Tosfot even show was, but the Radak holds not like that. And the Radak brings a raya from the Gemara and Krisus and Avov, that the Gemara brings the pasuk Vatispalel Chana Vatoimer Olatz Libi Bashem Roma Karni, my horn has been exalted, has been elevated. Roma Karni V'Loma Pachim, my horn, and not my jug. David V'Shlomo the Gemara Darshin Shenim Shchu Bekeren Nimshcham Achusam. So, we're anointed with a horn. So there, Malchus continued. Show the Yehoash, Nimshu Menapach, Loi Nimshu Malchusan. They were anointed with a pach, with a jug, and their Malchus didn't continue. The difference between a keren and a pach is in Shemin Amishcha, that you use a keren, use a horn, in order that you don't come Lidei Me'ila through the keren, you can guard that the shemen will not get lost. Shemen afal simon, you use a pach, because it doesn't require shmira, like a shemen amishcha. And there's no other svar to be mechalik between shemen shemen sepach shemen sebekeren. So you see from the Gemara lechoy, like the Radak, that only David and Shlomo were nimshach b'shemen amishcha, not Shol, and that's against Rashi and Tosfos. As divrei Rashi v'Tosfos tzrichim iyun. V'inei b'shitas haRambam ha'yanira sheRambam sover. Rashi v'Tosfos, because in the first paragraph of Brachos Melachah, Melachah Zayin, the Rambam writes, "Shmamid and Amelach Moish Chenoitzer b'Shemen Amishcha Shneimar v'Yikach Shmuel as Pach Hashemen v'Yitzak Al Roishoy v'Yishakeyu." So it says that when you're Mamid Amelach, you anoint him with the Shemen Amishcha, and it says that Shmuel took the Pach Hashemen and he poured it on his head, he kissed him. Now the Rambam doesn't bring the pasuk of David Amelach Kum Ashcheyu Ki Huzeh, that he and not others. As we in the Pashtus Divrei Rambam, Shittas Rambam, Divrei Rashi, V'Tosfos, Shegam Meshichas Shol, Ha'isa B'Shemen HaMishcha. And therefore the Rambam brings a pasuk about Vayikach Shol, Shmuel, Espach HaShem, and Vitzak Al Rosh. This is talking about Shol. So he brings a raya from a pasuk about Shol, that Shol was anointed, not David. That Shol was anointed, that you have to be Nin Meshach. B'Shemen HaMishcha, so you see that the Rambam holds like Rashi and Tosfos, so that's a good three-pronged cord, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. And what about the Gemara in Krisus and Avov? That's Muchen the Gemara, that Meshich HaShol with B'Shemen HaFar Simoin. So we can say that even the Rambam holds like the Radak, that Shol HaMelech with Nimshach B'Shemen HaFar Simoin. Nevertheless, the Rambam brings the pasuk about Shol, since the Iker Chiddush of the Rambam, this halacha is immediately when you anoint it, when you appoint a king, you have to anoint him. Kshmamid in Melech, Moishchino say b'shem and Amishcha. L'chora, he should have said Pashut. Moishchino say Melech b'shem and Amishcha. So what's Lashon Kshmamid in Melech? So therefore, what the Rambam is trying to tell us is that you have to be Moshech in Miad. Don't procrastinate. Be anti-procrastinate. Do it immediately. And this the Rambam learns from Meshicha Shaul HaMelech. And before B'Psukim Mishmuel, Shavoy Say Mamud, Shalamad Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel was Moshech Yisrael HaMelech. So Taka, he was Nimshach B'Shem and Afar Simon, maybe according to the Rambam. But the point is, do it immediately. That's the Rambam wants to take us. Samuch v'nira l'zman ha'amadase l'melech. Very good. But the Shem and Amishcha part isn't about Shal. Now, B'din Yerusha b'malchus, we saw that Rashi holds that Yerusha is a din that the Melech is Moirish Malchusay Lebnoi Memeila, the whole Din Yerusha. It's just an automatic. Rashi holds that when there's Machloikes, then you need Mashiach Tchila. But otherwise, Bizman Shishon Bisol have a Malchus Yerusha. So it just goes seamlessly from one to the other. However, in the Rambam, it would appear not like that. The Rambam seems to hold that Shemen HaMishcha is Mechil Lidin Yerusha. Zeh Lashon HaRambam Perek Aleph Mehilchos Malachim Halacha Zayin U'Me'achar Shemoishchin HaMelech Harei Zeh Zocheh Lo Lebanav Ad Olam Shemalchus Yerusha Shenemar L'man Yoruch Yamam Yamalach Tohu Vanav Bekerev Yisrael. So it's Mavur Milashon HaRambam that the Shemen HaMishcha is not just a Din Minui. It's Mechil Lidin Yerusha, because it says when you're anointed with Shemen HaMishcha Yeh Zocheh Lo Lebanav Ad Olam for all Doiris. So you see that the Yerusha, the Meshicha, is a din minui for kol ha-doiros. So, the Mashiach. So it's not that it goes from generation, each father gives it to the son. It was given to David, and then it's given to Kol HaDoros. V'chein meduyik b'Rambam b'halacha Yud. Rambam writes, Ein Moishchen Melech b'Yisrael b'shemen ha-Mishchel b'shemen ha-Farsimim. V'ein memana moishchen b'Yerushalayim l'Oilam. Ela Melech Yisrael mizer ha-Dovid. V'ein Moishchen ela mizer ha-Dovid. And Melech Yisrael is not anointed with the Shemen HaMishchah, rather with the Shemen HaFarsimim. And they're not appointed in Yerushalayim, only Melech Yisrael Mizer HaDovid. And you're only anointing Zer HaDovid. Why does the Rambam write again? Rambam already wrote earlier. Ein Moshe Melech Mizer HaDovid. Rambam starts off and he writes, Ein Moshe Melech Yisrael B'Shemen HaMishchel B'Shemen HaFarsimim. Because Melech from David, from Zera David, gets the Shemen HaMishchel. And so why does the Rambam afterwards say again, Ein Moshe Melech Mizer HaDovid? So the Rambam is coming to explain the halacha, why you anoint Shemen HaMishchel and the Melech Mibayis Devil on Mizera Yisrael. That's the Rambam says. That since the Shemen HaMishchel is Meicha, the Yerusha, the Nitzchi, is B'Melucha, B'Melech Yisrael, and in Melech Yisrael, there's no din of Melech L'Olam, therefore you're not Mosheach, Melech Yisrael B'Shemen HaMishchel, therefore you're also not Memana Melech Yisrael B'Yerushalayim, with Yerushalayim is Kedusha Nitzchi, Sheshen Elo B'Tei L'Olam, only Zera Beis David, the Malchus of Malchus HaNitzchis. Never the Rambam repeats this halacha, and he says, Ein Moshe Elo Zera Beis David. See, so the halacha of Ein Memana Moshe B'Yerushalayim is the halacha that you're only Mosheach B'Shemen HaMishchel Zera David. Because what the Rambam's telling us is, the Rambam repeats it. First he tells us that Shemen HaMishchel doesn't go to Malchut Yisrael, only to Malchut Beis David you have Shemen HaMishchel. Meaning we have Malchut Beis David is in Yerushalayim, and you're only Mosheach Mizera Beis David Shemen HaMishchel, because the halacha that you're Meman in Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim is Netzchias, and that also explains that Shemen HaMishchel is Netzchias. That's why you're only anointing Zera David with Shemen HaMishchel, because that's Lanetzach. So it seemed that the Shemen HaMishchel makes the Minui LaMelech. However, it would appear better that we can say that the Shita of the Rambam is that the Shemen HaMishchel doesn't make the Minui of Melech. The Minui Bepeh is Ayidei Beis Din V'Novi, like the Rambam taught us earlier. And Tafkir of the Mashiach is to be Meichel this Din that he's Zeicha B'Melucha Lo Labanav Ad Olam. So the minui is bepeh. The appointment is verbal with the Beis Din and the Navi, and the Mashiach is to make it eternal. And that's Oymek Loshen HaRambam. Shemamidu HaMelech Moishan HaSeh B'Shemen HaMishcha. That's Ma'amod of the Melech. Is then Adei Minui Bepeh. You don't need Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha. That's Adei HaMelech. Nevertheless, Shemamidu also, you have to be Moshiach HaSeh. Miyad B'Shemen HaMishcha. To be Meichel the Malchus to a Popa. That the Malchus should apply to him. Lo Lebnoi Ad Oylam. The Rambam says in Parashas Vayichi, at Shalom not saying it would have been for him, Lo'ilam also. Earlier on, we discussed the idea of whether Yerusha b'Malchus is a schus lekabel v'litboya v'lidroish es haminui lemelech, or maybe it is a automatic. When his father dies, it goes to him automatically. Rashi it's meduyak that Rashi holds that the Yerusha is memela, because Rashi is the shitasa, because Rashi holds that the Minui LeMelech was done Ayidei Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha. And Memelech Shver. How does the son of the king become a king without Mashiach? And therefore it must be, because he Yarshins the Melucha Me Aviv, Kechol Yerusha! And therefore you don't need Mashiach. You don't need Mashiach because you don't need Mashiach because it's like any Yerusha. It's automatic. So you have the Minui Al Yidei HaMashiach, Hashem and HaMashiach, and Memela, the son doesn't need it because he gets it automatically. However, if there's an Ir'ur Al Malchusai, if there is a challenge to his Malchus, then you need the Shem and HaMishcha. Mizbatel din Yerusha, Memela, and therefore you have to be able to anoint him. Kuchol minui melech. However, b'shitas HaRambam, it would appear that the minui lemelech is not done al yidei Mashiach b'shem and HaMishcha. Ela al yidei minui b'peh. He is anointed verbally, and the Shem and HaMishcha is mechil, the nitzchias of the Malucha. And therefore, Shit Saram Peresha Mishnayis, that also Ben Melech needs a minu lemelech. And that the Gemara says, Ben Melech ain't tzarech Mashiach, because the nitzchias HaMalucha was already done by the Mashiach itself, the Melech. But Ben HaMelech also needs a minu. Rashi holds, Ben HaMelech doesn't need a minu. If there's Shalom, Israel goes automatic. If there's Machlokes, he needs a new minu adei Shem and HaMishcha. That's Rashi. Rambam holds that the Shem and HaMishcha is for Nitzchis, but the Etzem Minui is Bepeh, and Memela, the Ben Melech, also needs a Minui. And the Rambam holds, like the Gemara says, that if there's an Irur on the Malchus, then he needs Mashiach as well. But the Mashiach is in order to appoint him king. The Mashiach is in order to be Mesalek the Machlokes. Through the Mashiach, he becomes Mashiach Hashem. And anybody who argues with him is over in the lab of Lo Yek HaKoyach V'Chadosei. But the Fishit Rashi, the Mashicha, is because if there are Oyrin, if there's a challenge, there's no Din Yerusha. And Memela, we require Mashicha in order to be Memanehim, a Melech. So again, very important that we get down the opinions that the Shitas Rashi is that the Minui is done with the Mashiach, the Ben gets it automatically. When there's an Irur, when there's a challenge, there's no longer a Din Yerusha, so the Ben doesn't get it automatically. So Memele, you need Nocha Mashiach. The Rambam holds that the Minui is Bepeh. The Mashicha is for the Nitzchias. And the reason you need to do it again, if there's a challenge to the Malchus, because if it's in order to be Mesalek the Machlekes, because if you argue with the king now who's anointed, then what you're doing is you are arguing with the Mashiach Hashem, with one anointed by God, and you're over on the Isser of Lo Yiyeh Kekoyrach V'Cha'adosoi. We have to understand Lefi Das HaRambam. Why is Malchus different than other Srora? In other Srora, you don't need a Pu'ula in order to pass it on to the son. Here, by Malchus, you need Mashicha in order to pass it on. Why would that be? Why do you need another Mashiach? Let it just go on forever. We also have to understand why the Rambam says that Miyad B'Shas HaMadis HaMelech, you have to be anointed the king B'Shem and HaMishcha. But the Shem and HaMishcha isn't connected to the Etzem HaMinui. But it's Be'ikar, according to the Rambam, you're doing the first Mashiach of the Doras HaBoim. There's no Machlekes, you're doing it of the Doras HaBoim. So what's the pay the dafka b'zman shem amidim melech? So those are the questions we'd like to deal with in the Kimin Dikashir, in the next segment of this discussion. And I love it. I love these inyanim. So I want to thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we will see more and more and more neflois of Torah Hashem in the next year. But in the meantime, this was amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.